Good evening, and welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Coach Latice Bell of the Secrets of Grant Writing, Funding, Business Plans, and More podcast. And I would like to take a moment to say welcome to my current listeners, my faithful ones, and also to welcome my new listeners. Tonight, we are going to continue the discussion for this season, our discussion on all things funding. Our next installment, we're going to be discussing funding rounds. That's right, the different types of series within funding opportunities, specifically funding series A, B, and C. Tonight is just part one. But before we get into it, before we take a deeper dive, we'll take a short break, give you all an opportunity to listen to a brief message from our sponsor, and then we'll get into it. So go ahead, grab your notepad, iPad, a pen, paper, and pencil, listen to the message, and get ready to learn. Let's get ready to connect, innovate, and inspire the next generation. Be back soon. Welcome back. Once again, this is your host, Coach Latice Bell of the Secrets of Grant Writing, Funding, Business Plans, and More podcast. It is June 6th, the evening of June 6th, 2021. And I am so excited to be able to be into your homes, your cars, wherever you may be. But you giving me the opportunity to speak into your hearing, to transfer some knowledge onto you tonight. As promised, we are going to continue this season. This season will specifically be addressing funding, all things funding, funding opportunities, different types of funding, how to get access to funding. And so last week we had a guest speaker, Mariah Walton, the sponsorship catalyst, and she shared some information, some very valuable information and insight as to what sponsorship is, how to get access to that sponsorship. So I would encourage any one of you who did not have an opportunity to catch last week's episode, this last episode with the sponsorship catalyst, Mariah Walton, I would highly encourage that you take a moment to listen to that podcast. And if you did happen to catch that episode, I highly encourage you to share it. Share it with your friends, family, and colleagues who may have businesses or are interested and embarking upon the creation of a new business or project. Sponsorship is a hot topic, just like other types of funding. And I think that there are some wisdom nuggets there, a little bit of something for everyone. So tonight, we're going to start a new installment within our All Things Funding season. And we're going to be talking about funding rounds. There's different types of series within funding opportunities for those of us who are just starting out. I have been doing a lot of research on this subject matter and will continue to do so that I'm able to bring you the best possible information to help you make an informed decision about some of the opportunities that you may have that might be available to you for your business or your project. And my expertise is, for those of you who are new and just now tuning into this particular podcast, my expertise is around startups of nonprofit organizations and grant writing, as well as social entrepreneurship. And we talked a little bit about that, of course, throughout the first season of the podcast. And of course, we're going to revisit specifically grants and grant writing and social entrepreneurship, which is something I I really, really believe in, even more so than getting access to grants, because I believe in sustainability. But specifically for tonight, I've been looking at funding rounds, and I've discovered that there are different series. There's different stages as you're going along and you're beginning the process of attempting to ascertain funding, startup funding, seed capital for your project or your business. And they are categorized by series A, B, and C. But specifically tonight, we're going to be talking about series A, which is pre-seed funding. But just to make it easier for everyone to follow along, and you can also, of course, look this up in your spare time. The funding stages, as I mentioned before, A, B, and C. Series A is basically your initial phase of the seed capital. Series B is essentially the second round of financing for a business with any type of investment. And of course, Series C is the last stage of a venture capitalist investment. And as I said, we will definitely get into more of that. This tonight is just the first part, and we're going to focus mainly on Series A, which is the pre-seed funding. So the pre-seed funding is your first option for a startup, for a company. It's used really to develop ideas into sellable products. What do we mean by that, right? That initial funding usually comes from, it could come from you, it could come from family, it could come from friends. And it's not to say that it could not come from an investor or angel investor or a venture capitalist. It's not to say that. But usually that pre-funding is an opportunity for a new developer or a solo entrepreneur or an entrepreneur to try to convince, they're actually trying to see if their idea is strong enough, if it's put together well enough to be able to pique the interest of investors. So who should you start with? Who would be willing to believe in you and what you have going on? Of course, you should believe in yourself, of course. So if you have funding, if you have money, maybe that money comes from savings, or maybe you have a side hustle and you've been saving up money, enough money to start this other business venture or whatnot. Of course, it's going to be you. You're number one. You're the first go-to person to make an investment on this new idea that you have. And then your family and friends. And from what I understand, sometimes your family and friends could be harsher critics than what some venture capitalists might look like, as far as the intimidation piece. Right? I honestly think that your family and your friends being the people that you would approach first, would give you honest feedback and help you to, they would give you honest feedback, critique, and help you to develop, your plan or your project into something that is worthwhile and give you the confidence and the boost that you need to present and pitch to other people. So the pre-seed funding stage, the Series A, is really for that, okay? It is for new businesses, startup accelerators. It could be a peer-to-peer lending platforms. This is where you can get some of this. So if once it's you, your family, and your friends, there's also corporations out there or opportunities out there, peer-to-peer lending platforms that you can research. And you can also look up the term new business startup accelerators. Okay. New business startup accelerators and peer-to-peer lending platforms. This is where you could get some of that pre-seed funding. Once you've invested in yourself, once you have asked or inquired of family and friends, okay? It is the earliest stage of funding. And it usually falls between 1 to 12 months. There's not necessarily a viable product at that point that investors might question you about or look for, but it is the idea. It is money that helps you build the framework or the foundation of what your proposal would become. It is giving you an opportunity to build it out. For those of you who have been, that are regular listeners for this podcast, you have heard me talk a lot about program development in season one. When I do my coaching and consulting for those that are interested in nonprofit startups, I talk a lot about the development of the actual program. The reason why I spend a great deal of time on that is because most of the clients that I have may not necessarily have all the knowledge necessary to make an informed decision as to whether or not they should actually start that community project or nonprofit, because they're not understanding the mechanics, everything that goes into it. And so when you start looking at it from a framework or a foundation standpoint, this is where this pre-seed funding would play an important part. For some of us, we have full-time jobs. We may not necessarily not only have the full dollar amount to support a new business venture, a project, or to start a new corporation, but we may not have the time. And so the money, this pre-seed money would help us and give us the opportunity to do that, to build out the concept. And that's really, really what that's about. Okay. That's what that's about. And next week, we'll talk about a little bit more about seed funding. We'll get to the second stage, which is Series B. But again, tonight we're talking about Series A, and we're talking about pre-seed funding. So you might ask, okay, Latisse, well, you broke that down, you defined what it is. Now, how do I get access to it? So I mentioned two platforms that you can Google, which is the peer-to-peer learning platform, or you can look up new business accelerator, startup accelerator. Okay, you can Google those two things, right? This round should be used, as I spoke before, about an opportunity to compile a list of prospective investors. So we're talking about how do you secure. Let's take the next step. Let's talk about the next step. How would someone go about securing pre-seed funding, right? So what you would want to do is to compile a list of prospective investors. A list. Family, friends, and colleagues. You're going to draft up a letter talking about what it is that you're wanting to do, why you're wanting to do it, the when, the where, the how, and the why, right? Once they respond and let you know, after you've emailed them, once they respond and let you know that they're interested, then you want to set up a meeting with them to pitch a deck. And in that deck, what that means is you're going to introduce yourself. This is good practice, even before you get to angel investors and venture capitalists. Introduce yourself, your idea. This is your opportunity to convince your family, friends, and colleagues that you are capable you really, really know what you're talking about. It is well thought out, and that you have the necessary knowledge and tools to be able to further build out that concept. This is your time to convince them that basically, in a nutshell, that you know what you're doing and that you're not wasting anybody's time. It is also an opportunity to come across other investors. Once you set up the meeting, there might be somebody else that is invited, that maybe that friend or the colleague or family member invited on your behalf to this meeting. So that is another way to get information on another perspective investor. But that is really how it's done. You want to compile a list of prospects, email them, let them know what it is that you're trying to do. And for me, when I'm exchanging or talking about an idea, and this is just me, I think that you have to really, really be careful when it comes to writing down your ideas and what you're proposing to do. If you're going to do that, I think it's important to get a confidentiality agreement or a non-disclosure, a non-compete agreement. So since this is the initial stage, I would say, even though you're giving them an idea of what it is that you might be doing and why you're wanting to meet with them, I would be very cautious as to how much information that you put out there. And this initial contact does not have to be pages. It doesn't have to be anything long. You do not have to attach a separate file of a business plan or anything like that. You don't have to do that. As a matter of fact, probably what you should do once you get them in front of you is, or you know what, now that a lot of people are doing things via Zoom or WebEx, do a PowerPoint presentation. That is like the absolute best way for you to present your ideas. But when you reach out to prospects, yes, you are you're reaffirming who you are and what you're doing and why you're wanting to connect with them. But be succinct and be cautious about what types of information that you share. And there's ways that you can be able to contact your prospects, being able to gain their interest, but not give away all your intellectual property at the same time, if that makes sense. And then once you meet with them, once you set up that appointment, at that time, it might be before you all meet, it might be a good idea for you to present a non-compete or confidentiality agreement. It might be a good time to do that before you share your intellectual property. Okay. But the best way to present is in a PowerPoint presentation. And remember, that is your time to convince your prospects that you know you are knowledgeable about the product, about the project, and you're capable of executing it. Knowledgeable about the program, the product, or the project, and that you are capable of executing it. You are capable of seeing it through from beginning to end. Because investors want to know that. Even your family, friends, and colleagues, they don't want to invest in something that is, something that you just started working on and you're going to lose interest in it 90 days later. No, this is a time to convince people that you really have something solid and you need the opportunity to further build it out. Okay, so basically what you're asking for is support. And again, you never know what might come out of that. Okay, so that's how you would secure the opportunity for pre-seed funding. And as I mentioned earlier, Google new business startup accelerators and peer-to-peer lending platforms. Google that. And that should bring up a list of companies or agencies or opportunities in your respective areas to help you with your program, your project, or your new company. Okay. And again, this is just the initial phase to help you build out your concept and your idea. This is the foundation. This is where you're gaining interest. And I also think that during this stage and this opportunity that you would have if you put yourself in front of your family, friends, and colleagues and potential new investors, this would really give you an idea. You, the prospective CEO and director, this would give you an opportunity to really, you could use this information and it'll give you an opportunity and an idea to really scale and gauge whether or not what you're thinking about doing would actually succeed and take off. Before you go any further, before you invest any more time or money. So it's getting in on the ground floor. This is the time where you're building out your concept and really seeing if it has the potential, that if others see that it has the potential to take off and to become successful and even getting you to that next stage. And like I said, the next installment, part two of this installment, we will definitely be talking about Series B, which is the actual seed funding. This was the pre-seed, but we'll follow this up with Series B, which is the seed funding. I hope you all learned something tonight. As always, I am always looking for feedback and comments. You can always email me, ask questions. I'm even willing to send out a list of grant opportunities. If you email me and you tell me a little bit about yourself, your nonprofit, or your company's idea and what it is that you're wanting to do, if you take the time to email me and give me feedback about the show and let me know how you're doing and what you're doing, I, in return, will send free information to you. You can always email me at secrets2grants, as one word, secrets2grants@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. As always, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your ear. Share this information with family members, colleagues, and friends that are also aspiring entrepreneurs and business owners. Share the information and thank you for what you do. Those of you who are out in the field every single day helping other people, business owners, aspiring business owners and CEOs and entrepreneurs, and those that are out there in the community advocating for justice. Thank you so very much for what you do. And as always, continue on in peace and safety. And until the next time, just remember, connect with other people. Be innovative in your approach. And know that somebody somewhere is always watching. So be prepared to inspire others, especially the next generation. Until next time. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening and an awesome week. God bless.